All right, this happened during the summer, and it's just been on my mind. It's been bothering me because I'm still baffled by what happened. You guys might understand what happened. I sure don't. If someone could please explain it to me. It was a Friday, and there was a company picnic. So I was supposed to be there. It's good to go to those things. I know. And I'm a professional. I have a good work ethic. I know those are important. The thing is I was about to go to the Hamptons. So I had to finish my work. My work is very important and it needed to get done before I left. I was in my office and the work I was doing was difficult and I was just getting drowsy. When I get drowsy, I can get super horny. So I knew that I had to take care of myself then and there if I was going to be able to focus and get work done. So I try to slip my hand down my pants and it's not working at all. So I unzip my pants. I tried putting my hand into my panties. I spread my legs a bit, and that's not comfortable. It's not working. So I really was trying to be discreet about this. I make sure that all the blinds all around the room are closed. You know, it's like there's glass all around. And the only thing I can do is get down on the floor because I can't do it on my office chair. That's gross. So I'm laying on the floor on my purse as a pillow. And I'm just playing with myself. And I really wanted a vibrator and just a big dildo, something to just shove up me because I wanted that feeling of like extreme fullness. But I was at work. I didn't have anything like that. And I could get creative, but then I'd have to take it home afterwards. And I was going out of town and I wasn't going to deal with it. But it's a really good thing I didn't have an inanimate object stuffed up me because I randomly opened up my eyes and a clerk was staring down at me. Most awkward situation I've ever been in my life. But luckily, you know. He was a nobody. I didn't know his name. He just comes in to like empty out my outbox, stuff my inbox, and I never even can even acknowledge him because what I'm doing is important. So I can't really look up from it or anything. So luckily, this is just this guy who's I don't know. He can't be paid much for what he does. He's nobody that important. But it turns out he's really nice and he asked me if I needed any help. So I'm thinking, oh, what a nice guy. You know, he's going to pretend that he never saw me in this position. He's going to pretend, you know, maybe I fell. I fell while I was naked. Who knows? So I put out my hand so he can be a gentleman and help me up. But he interpreted that a little differently. He got down. In front of my pussy, he lifted up my legs. They were up before, but I put them down once I spotted him. He pushed against my thighs and he just starts eating me out. Like, oh, like there's no tomorrow. And I've never, the way he did it, I can't say he's a total nobody because in that arena, he's a somebody. He can, oh, God. So while he's eating me out, he's sticking his finger in me and he's getting my G spot perfectly, getting it. Then I feel something that's more than a finger in me. And I don't know, there's so much going on down there. He's so good. I don't know exactly what's going on down there. All I know is I start quivering and I'm moaning, and then he's quivering too and grunting. I realize he's in me, like his cock is in me. I feel something wet inside me, but then I feel something wet all over me. He gets up, gets tissues from my desk, cleans himself up, throws the tissues at me, then throws the dirty tissues, mind you. Then he throws the tissue box at me, tells me to clean myself up, you fucking whore. He walks out. I've never been treated like that in my life. I don't know. I don't understand what the hell happened. I felt just degraded. And so it turns out he came all over my shirt, my blouse. He came all over my pussy. He came everywhere on me. So I don't know what happened. And but at the same time, I can't stop thinking about it because it was the hottest sex I've ever had. And I don't know, I feel like something's wrong with me.